Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Right, indeed, we are once again in our favorite spot, home away from home. We are at Splash Thrive City, the beautiful sports bar, restaurant, extraordinary facility right next to Chase Center. I'm told there's a basketball game tonight.
Yeah, many people will play basketball tonight, and they'll play basketball right here in the best arena in the world, and the Warriors can keep their 82-0 dream alive.
They can, and I think there's only one way to start today's show, and it's to say this. I got the Warriors -2.
Yeah. Cuckoo.
There it is.
Yeah.
What
does Chauncey have, though? He's more involved in poker, but, I mean, there are other people involved. And I did a fairly deep dive on both indictments just to try to get the actual literature of what exactly is being charged.
Yeah.
And the Chauncey Billups poker one is absolutely fascinating. And if you think that anytime that you go somewhere and you're trying to game with cards involved, like, you better be careful now.
No doubt. Speaking of careful, all of us here at the Willie and Dibby family, when we woke up to this, we were immediately reminded of something that Steve Kerr said to us yesterday when we tried to joke with him. I think the way I asked him, I go, you got Jimmy or Steph?
Right. In their little bet.
In their little bet. And Steve turtled up like a ninja and was like, so the league sent us some notes about the whole gambling thing. And I immediately was like, oh, gosh, I wonder if this is either A, dipping their toe in the water of something that they should not have said publicly. But then when I woke up today, I immediately thought of it and I went, oh, I bet – I bet in that moment, Steve knew something that the rest of us did not know, which was that the other shoe was about to drop.
Right, and the other shoe has already dropped, and we knew about this part of it from Rozier from a couple of years ago, and the fact that it got percolated back up, it's a percolation sensation, Mark, indeed, is what it is, but it's because of the assistant coach who is tied to both indictments. And so today the big news is the Chauncey Billups mob ties poker scam, and they took more than $7 million from six different people. And I read through all of it. One of the John Doe number seven, was a guy who had the card shuffling cheat machine, and they basically, and by they I mean the Italian mob families, they basically told him, you're going to give us that machine or else. And so he's like, I don't want to give it to you. And they said, I mean, which one of your legs don't you like the most? And so,
how would you answer that question? I would have given him my left for sure.
Me too. It's already so broken. Yeah. You can have it.
There, like, you go.
It's already halfway off. So, but John Doe number seven, but the other six John Does were, oh, I want to play poker with Chauncey Billups. This will be so fun. You lose $1 million, and now you owe us.
I mean, here's the way I'd say it, and we'd actually love to chat with all y'all about this. Before we do that, a quick thing that we love to do on game nights, and we're going to do it again this year. Dub Nation, let's get engaged, okay? No, I'm not on one knee, but before every game, you can vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Here's the question you can vote on. Who's going to score the most points in tonight's home opener? Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, or other? I won't say the field, meaning everybody else together, yep, but if you want
to pick field,
anyone, that's also a three. It's Thursday, I'm happy. But anyway, any other player outside of those three, go ahead, vote now on Twitter. We will share those results with you later. I do think it's a day, though. You know, and you've done a deep dive, and you've got all of the mafia names that, quite frankly, sound like...
Dude, it was incredible.
I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous cartoon movie, and so we can play with a lot of that, but I wonder where all of you are on the general idea of sports gambling, and A, as it becomes more and more the norm, as it becomes more and more accepted in some states, not all states, to what level is it imperative to your enjoyment? Because when I read a story like this, you and I are very, very different. You do, and you're way more academic on it. You do a deep dive. How long was that indictment, by the way, when you read
it? Only 22 pages.
I'm out. So you read the indictment. My mind just goes to, yeah, this is who we are. This is who we are. Today's arrestees are Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones, and who's my guy, Terry Rozier. That's who got arrested. But that's just three examples of the larger, massive sort of conglomerate that has been built here, which is all of us. This is who we are. There's not a one of us. How often do you and I start a football conversation, and within 7 minutes, I mean, I'm listening to Steiny and Goo today, and Steiny starts a segment with, hey, Evan, should I start Quentin Johnston tonight? Well, okay, what is that?
Yes is the answer.
Well, and actually he called him Quentin Richardson, who's a former basketball player for the Clippers.
The Clippers, cute!
Steiny has just a wee bit of a lane sometimes. But anyway, like, that's the way our brains work. There is still love in sports, but it's very narrow. Is it not? It's incredibly narrow. I will watch the Warriors and Nuggets tonight, and I will be at the edge of my seat, and I will not have $1 on the line. But that is increasingly rare, I think, both for fans and just for how many things we feel that way about. I told you this so many times. All I can do is look at the sports fans I've raised. I've tried to raise them well.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, dude, it's hard for me to turn the Niner game off because I have to turn the Red Zone channel off to get the Niner game on, and it ticks them off because they're more into their fantasy team than they are the Niner game.
Right, and I think that that is a byproduct of the fact that everything now is available, and here we are at Splash, and this place is wonderful, and as we get deeper into the night, every NBA game will be on.
Totally.
And, you know, if it were a different time of year or for the weekend, you'd have every NFL game on, and I remember being here last year for our March Madness special, and it was before the games were on, because I was gone.
I was going to say, actually, I think we were here, and you were drunk on the phone. That's what I remember.
Allegedly, and I'd have to listen back to the tape to remember it, but
exactly.
I recall cussing a couple of times.
You recall very little from that.
I feel like I was a little bit of a John Feliciano in Vegas. Shut up! But the week before we were here, and there was a bunch of like conference games and NIT, and so, yeah, all the stuff is... It's not centered around gambling, but all of us become fans of so much because of gambling, and I get that. And so when you think about the news today, which is kind of a weird one, because if Chauncey Billups was not Chauncey Billups, we never would have heard about this. If it was like, you know, Joe Schmo, who was involved in this poker thing, it never would have made news. But the fact that it's an NBA coach who is a part of this thing, which goes back to 2019, as I look at the indictment right now, it's not a new thing. It's not like it happened on Tuesday. This goes back 6 years, and yet the government decided today on night three of the NBA season, oh, all of a sudden now we have all the things that we need for this indictment? No, this whole thing was so politically charged. The timing of it is not an accident.
Sure.
And so, yeah, it's sports gambling, and for most people, it'll be a one-day blip, and you're going to be back betting on player props and the rest.
I would love to send an invitation out to everybody listening to us right now. 888-957-9570. That's the number. Be honest with yourself, and then be honest with us. You can stay anonymous. Call us and make up a name. Right? If your name is Corey in San Jose, call yourself Bill.
I got some nicknames you can use here.
Right? But like maybe your name is Ja'Cory Krosky and you can just go as Bill.
Sure.
Who knows? Like just make up a stupid name that's got nothing to do with your actual name.
Maybe your name is Amar Awade and you go by Flapper Poker.
Maybe.
Flapper Poker.
Flapper Poker. These, by the way, save these because they're all going to be future fantasy team names for me. The Flapper Pokers. That's definitely one I'm going to use.
Osman Hoti, Albanian Bruce.
I'm in. We're the Albanian Bruce. Absolutely. So here's a question, though. What percentage of your sports fandom and watching is related to gaming? Well, how would you answer that? And I know I'm throwing that at you real quick here.
Yeah.
I want to give you a second to think about it. But literally, if it's not a Niner game, and it's not a Warrior game, and it's not a Giants game, then everything else I'm watching probably has something to do with some sort of direct or indirect entry point to some sort of gaming. And therefore, what is the percentage of sports watching that is Niners, Giants, and Warriors? I mean,
maybe a third.
I was thinking more like a half.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I watch all of them. I watch all of them.
Right.
And I'm not like Guru. I'm not like on the ATP tour on my night. You know, last night's a great example.
Yeah.
The TV was off. Ain't nothing going on. There was.
Wemby was going off.
Right, but I didn't watch. Right. I didn't watch because I didn't prize pick or underdog Wemby last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we even allowed to do that in California right now? Eh, like, that was a shruggy side nod.
I mean,
we don't even know if we're, is it legal? I don't even know.
I would say that,
for now.
More than, like, outside of the Giants, Warriors, and Niners, what do I watch and why do I watch it? Well, I watch NFL football because I'm in a fantasy league, I'm in a pick'em pool.
There you go.
And I love it, and it's my job. And outside of that, a great example for me is the PGA Tour. For the previous 7 years, I was in a PGA Tour fantasy league.
There it is.
Where you pick two golfers and, you know, your top pick, you don't get them the rest of the year and whatever. I don't watch the PGA Tour anymore because I'm not in the PGA Tour. I'm not in this pool any longer, so I don't need to grind over the, the Greater Greensboro Open, rest in peace, and all the rest of it. And the other one is horse racing. Like,
well, that's the only reason it even exists.
Right. We got the Breeders' Cup, which is coming up a week from tomorrow and Saturday, and I'm going to be locked in because I'm really into it, and it's interesting about
that. But you'll bet on it, right?
Yeah, I'm not just going to watch for the majesty of a chestnut colt.
If anybody watches horse racing because they love horses, if you love horses, you hate horse racing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although those horses do get taken better care of than many other horses.
I know, but like if that's...
Other than Bob Baffert's horses.
If you're just an animal lover, you're not like, Churchill Downs, let's ride.
Yeah.
That's not where you would go.
No, and that to me is what I thought of when you asked me that question. Yeah. Because like we do what we do, and so we have to watch sports. And oh boy, what a burden. I love sports. But when it comes to like other sports that I'm not betting on... I'm probably not going to watch a ton of it.
I'll tell you a story about Monday night coming up next that I think applies here. And we really would love to talk this out with you. So those of you on hold, stay there. We're coming. 888-957-9570. What percentage of your sports viewing, your sports experience is related to gaming in some form? Let's play with that. Mark Spears is going to spend a bunch of time with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Ramona Shelburne's going to be on in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve Scott's going to stop by in the 3 o'clock hour live at Splash. It's the home opener. Here come the Dubs and the Nuggets. We are live at Splash Thrive City. A lot going on with the Warriors home opener, including Surfside. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Come hang at Splash from 5 to 7 tonight and try Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. This is Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bay Area is GP2.
You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Okay, GP2, you'll see him tonight and the rest of the crew. Warriors home opener, Jokic in town. And I would suggest to each and every one of you, it's the first game of the year for the Denver Nuggets. So, you know, I would probably take the higher than 28.5 points for Nikola Jokic tonight. I'm making that number up.
Lock that in, Kukoc?
Yeah, lock it in.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you about Monday, just to bring you all behind the curtain. So Monday night, we're doing our show from 2 to 6. Monday Night Football's got a doubleheader. It starts at 4 o'clock. We start that whole process at 3:50, where Dan Dibley comes live on the air and gives a double Monday night lock on a segment that we do called Fade to Dibbers.
One loss, one win.
Yeah.
21-9 on the year, 70%. Stay tuned for tonight's lock, and I like my chances tonight.
I can't wait.
The pick is in.
I can't wait, and we should do that. Actually, we should talk about when we want to do that, because we got a lot of guests going on in there. So maybe 4:05?
Done.
4:05.
Yep.
The pick, okay? But let me back up from that moment. Well, before the show, I woke up on Monday and I had a hankering. I just did. I don't know why. This doesn't happen often. But I looked at those two games and I had a very strong feeling about both of them. So what did I do? Because I have, at least for the moment, I have sort of peeled back from off-season illegal internet accounts. But like everybody, I got a friend in a state that's not California. So I texted my boy. I go, hey, I got a feeling on tonight. So let me know if you're cool, if we rock a little bit. I can Zelle you or whatever, or you could just front it, and then let's see where we're at the end of the night. And I said, I'd like this much on the Lions -6.
Oh, boy.
I would like this much on Seattle -3.
Oh, jeez.
And I would like this much on parlaying both of them.
Oh, my.
Because I felt very, very strongly that those favorites were both going to cover on a Monday.
You know that this is basically wire fraud, what you're admitting to over the air.
I never made a transaction.
Okay.
I never made a transaction. Actually, my bank had my back. Actually, I think my bank knew I was going to win.
Oh, boy.
Transactions
declined because you're going
to
win.
I tried to send him. I go, hey, and I'm going to send it to you right now just to cover it so that you're, I don't like it. You have to front it for me.
Sure.
That's weak.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going to send it to you. I tried twice, and both times my bank is like, for your protection, we're not doing that. And I'm like, he's like, don't worry about it, dude. I got it. It's not that much. You know, let's see where we're at. And as you all know, if you watch those games, both were covers. And I joked with him the next morning. I said, I think my bank knew that we were in a good spot. And he's like, boom. And he sent me everything that had taken place the night before.
You know what that is, right?
Well, that's his illegal wire, not mine.
It's a two-way wire, but go ahead.
All I did was accept it. What's a guy supposed to do? So anyway, point being is, and I'm going to bring you into this.
Do it.
Because you needed Jahmyr Gibbs to play really well in that Lions game for your fantasy game.
But that's just for fun. That's for funsies.
For funsies. But you, at one point, you were making a point. This is one of those rare spots on the show where you were talking. It was crazy. You were talking, and I'm looking at the game over your left shoulder.
That's much more typical. I'm talking, and you're watching
and
sports.
And I'm not listening. Right.
Right.
So you were
you're
talking.
You're like my three-year-old daughter.
No doubt.
I'm not listening.
I was yocked in. I wasn't listening. I was watching the game.
Yeah.
You were making a point.
Some point.
Jahmyr broke through the line, and he was gone. And it wasn't one of those like, oh, good, my guy got a touchdown. It was from the other end of the field.
Right.
So I'm like, this is a game winner for Dibs.
So I'm looking at you, and you're not looking at me, and I'm making another cogent point, and all of a sudden you swivel at me, and you do this for the YouTube audience.
Yeah.
Point, 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 thumb, thumb, thumb. And then you go point, point, point to the TV, and I'm like, okay. And so I finish whatever nonsense I was spitting, and I look up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my guy. Unfortunately, this fantasy league's not for money. Federales.
Uh-huh.
It's just for fun and punches in the arm.
Right.
But,
so, yeah. Like, but you looked up and you did a great job of continuing to make your point.
Whatever it was.
Your entire body language changed because there goes Gibbs right down the right sideline. Gone. Touchdown. Dibs is a winner. I'm also sitting here on the Lions -6, so I've also got a little boost. My butt lifts up off the chair.
Oh.
We riding in here. Then the show ends. Lions are in the second half.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little bit close. I'm walking to the car. I'm not waiting until I get to the car, dialing that game up on my phone, and I'm walking through the city like one of those idiots, not looking for people or cars.
Right, right.
I'm watching the Lions and the Bucks on my phone.
Because you love the Lions.
And I love them, and I'm hurrying home so that I can cook dinner for the kids in time to get my butt on a new chair so that I can watch the second half of my parlay, rooting for the Niners' main rival to even their record with the Niners in first place. This is what you call a complete contamination sensation.
That's a buck.
That was actually not wire fraud. That was our Monday, Dibs. That was our Monday.
Right, which is not different from your Sunday or your Thursday or your college football Saturday.
This is who we are. This is who we are. And I think that, like, often in this country, we get reminded of this is who we are. And who we are doesn't mean it's every single individual, but we get reminded of this is who we are, and we don't always like the mirror. But this is who we are, and for a lot of us, increasingly, this is what sports is. And it's not going to turn around. It's not going to turn around and go the other way. That's impossible.
No, it's Pandora's box, and it's open, and you can't close it. And you always talk about Sunday Night Football being the number one highest, most rated show every week in America. And I wonder why that is. Is it because we all love football and we like the hard-hitting nature, or is it because we love the NFL, we love our fantasy team, we love our survivor pool, our pick'em pool, our spread pool? We love all of it, and whatever level at which you gamble, it doesn't even really matter, but I would wonder how many fans on a Sunday night who aren't fans of that team just tune in because I love football. I would say the majority of those people have some sort of action, and football is fun to watch, and we all do it, and we all did it even before this was a thing, and I go back to my childhood and Monday Night Football, but we watch Monday Night Football because there was no red zone, and it was the Monday night game. You maybe got two games on a Sunday. You got your team, maybe, unless it was home and it was a blackout, and you got an afternoon game if you were lucky. There was no Sunday Night Football, so you got to Monday and you watched it because you were so hungry for it. But now, you get every game, you get every snap, you get everything, yet Sunday Night Football is even more popular than ever because of what you're talking about.
No doubt, no doubt. And I can remember the days. I actually had a lot of my high school buddies had started a fantasy league, and for years I wouldn't be in it. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to ever be watching a 49er game and rooting for the running back of the other team to go into the end zone. Like, I won't do it. And then it got to a point where it was just like, you're a social outcast if you don't do it. And I know people like this. Some of the people even in my league are people who are like, I'm just kind of here to stay in touch with my friends. Like, as we get older and people spread out across the country, this is how we communicate. It's like teenage boys and the damn Xbox or the PS, all of that stuff. It's that is how people stay in touch and communicate. So, like, I'm not here to poop on it. Like, this is who we are. But I love this comment. This just came through on our YouTube page from someone who's calling himself just some guy. You'll relate to this. He says, I love sports gambling, but I hate what it turns people into. You can't talk to anyone about games anymore without hearing about how they lost, blah, blah, blah. STFU, no one cares what you lost. And I bet you can all sort of like relate to that. Have you tried to have a conversation, let's say about the Niner game, with a friend or a family member or a coworker, and their response to you, when you go in there, when you say, hey, George Kittle's back and the Niners ran the ball, how many of you got the response, yeah, great, I have Kittle on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And he got zero catches.
Nothing.
That's the response you get now from some people. And I get that that's annoying. If you're still there for the purity of it.
It can be. The only thing more annoying is when you talk to somebody on a Monday and it's like, oh, my fantasy team, I lost by three and this and that and this and that. It's like, nobody gives a crap about your fantasy team.
But we all do it.
And yeah, you're 0-7, and I actually love to hear about your travails.
Yeah, because I'm 0-7.
Because you're 0-7. You can talk about your crappy
right.
team
you don't
anytime
wanna,
yeah. you want.
You don't
and when you
hear.
Win the title, it's like, shut up, Willard. I don't want to hear about you winning the title. Oh, look at me. I beat Grandy,
yeah.
and I got on Miracle Run. But when you're 0-7, you can talk all about it.
Yeah.
Talk it up,
yeah.
G.
I mean, we're going for 0-8 here in a couple of days, starting tonight.
I'm afraid you're going to go 0-13 and then beat me in week 14 and keep me from the playoffs. That is my nightmare scenario.
I hadn't even thought of that, but that's definitely what I want to have happen now.
No doubt.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to be 7-6, and I'm going to need a win to get in.
Lucas appeared to enjoy that idea as well.
Yeah.
He's eating pretzel bites right now, but that got a grin and a nod from him.
And the pretzel bites are incredible.
They're delicious.
And the dip is much like my children. I'm not sure which of the two I like more. And unlike my kids, I don't know which one of these I hate more.
I mean, look, we've arrived at moments I'm not proud of. Rooting for the Seahawks on Monday night. Have you ever rooted for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving? Have you ever rooted?
Of course.
For the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
Of course.
Could there be any reason for it that's not gambling related?
No. I mean, you root against Detroit in the morning game because they're always going to lose, and you lay the 11.5,
not
and then
anymore.
By halftime you laugh. No, this right. is just traditionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dallas in the middle game. Yeah, you want Dallas to lose, but man, Dallas is only given 2.5, and man, they... I think they're going to win this game. So you bet Dallas, and then now you have to root for Dallas. And that's kind of what you're talking about.
Totally.
And that's where sports gambling and even like prop bets for tonight. I don't know what the number is. You mentioned Jokic over 28.5.
I made that up. I don't even
know. No, but you're not probably too far off.
Yeah.
And so if you have.
Jokic.
It's 27.5.
There
good
you
guess.
Go. It's a great guess.
But
great
I overbid.
Guess.
If it was the Price is Right, I lose.
But I do think that that is an interesting way to look at it. So the Warriors are up 103-99, and there's 5 minutes left, and Jokic has 23 points, and Denver has the ball. You're thinking, all right, if I can get a Jokic three, that gets me to 26. Good. And then, okay, Warriors, you score two, and then let's get more. Maybe they foul Jokic.
Oh,
so then you start threading this needle of, like you're talking about, the team I love versus a bet that I really also love, and now you're trying to thread this crazy needle.
No, but I also feel this, and we want to go out to the phone, so we'll do it in just a sec. Like, I really feel this. As we sit increasingly and watch sports together, we're not doing it together. We are each individually watching our own piece of content. Because like you said, one person might be rooting for the Warriors. Another person's rooting for Jokic to get six more points. Somebody else over here wants Jamal Murray to do something. This person over here wants Draymond's assists. And we're completely watching a different game. I do it with, it happens with the people in my house all the time. Every single play, and they're barking at the screen about like some coach is an idiot because they won't give it to Derrick Henry on every play. I'm like, you understand it's 3rd and 17.
Right.
They're like, but so what? You're not going to get it anyway, so you might as well run it today. Like, this is the moronic stuff that comes out of people's mouths right now.
And you've got other situations where maybe you have a certain team's receiver, and the guy you're going against has their quarterback. So now, like, the quarterback finds your receiver for a 28-yard touchdown, and you're like, yeah, my guy scored. And then you're like, oh, boy. But the guy I'm going against has the quarterback. So, I mean, I'd rather have him throw interceptions and then them hand my guy the ball. And so you start to, like, rationalize outcomes irrationally within a game, and it becomes especially hard with your team. Like tonight, yeah, it's easy to say, all right, Steph, I'm going to bet you over 28.5, whatever the number is. Lucas will run over in a minute anyway when he's done eating pretzel bites.
Probably,
but
Steph's probably 24.5.
But it's easy to, like, go yay Steph, yay Warriors, because that is a, you know, something that's going to be completely in line with one another. It gets a little bit conflated when you bet the opponent to do well, but you want your team to do well. That's where it gets to be a little bit difficult. And I do applaud you, just one clap, for not usually betting when your team's involved, because you don't want to have
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I try to sit my fantasy players when they're going against the Niners, if it's possible. Like, I just want to keep my mind pure as possible and focused on what I remember from when I was a kid, which is just looking forward to a Niner game and sitting down and rooting for the Niners to win. That's all it was. Let's head out to the phones. Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. Will, thank you for the call. What's up?
What's up, guys? So quick.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Story for you. I'm playing in a golf tournament this weekend, and my buddy's on the phone a bunch, which he never is. And so I start to worry about him and run into his wife a little bit later, and she's like, hey, there's something going on with his brother. Keeps things close to the vest. Like, I'm sure he'll tell you. Play with him the next day, nothing. No, he's on a flight out. Sunday night, I get a call, and it's him. I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to, like, share this with me. So it's like, hey, I'm in South Carolina. Do you still have that guy who can put a bet in for me on the World Series? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, can we get money on this? And, yeah, I got to be honest. It's going to be a long ride. How about I take the over out on the starting pitcher for Toronto? I don't know his name. Just put me in for it. It's just everybody's got to gamble, does it to pass the time. When you're bored, you look on the sports book and you make a bet.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. And it's almost like for me, I can certainly, and thanks so much, Will, appreciate it. I can relate to this. There are a lot of times where you will do stuff like that. You'll say yes to stuff like that, and it's got nothing to do with the bet. It simply has to do with doing what your friends are doing or wanting to be involved or whatever. I told you about that thing we started last year, me and all the high school buddies. It's like, let's do a parlay, and it's like 10 of us. Everybody puts in one pick, and then all you got to do is throw, like, I don't know, 10 bucks on it.
Sure.
And you know, then it's a bajillion-dollar parlay, and we're never going to hit it. We're probably never going to hit it. And why are we doing it? Because it keeps all of us texting each other.
Right, exactly.
It's a couple bucks, honestly, for the year, and it keeps all of us texting each other. And for most of us, that's the motivation. That's all.
That's it. And I started a thread with my March Madness group yesterday in light of this Chauncey Billups stuff. And it's like, all right, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the NCAA college basketball season starts on Saturday. It's a marathon on Saturday. You've got like 24 games in 24 hours. They do that every year where, like, from midnight all the way till midnight the next day, there's a different game that tips off. College basketball is here. Like, how could it be here already? But right. For me and my group, we go to March Madness every year for the first 2 days of the tournament, and that's 4.5 months away, almost 5 months away. But the fact that the season is starting Saturday gave me a reason to, hey, yep, yuck in, the season's beginning. And so now everybody's getting all amped up for something that's 4.5 months away. But like you said, it gets everybody texting.
Here's the funny thing. You watch college basketball starting now for the same reason that I don't. Check this out. Right. I don't watch college basketball because it's not the tournament yet.
Right.
And without that bracket, I don't care about any of it. But you do care.
Oh, yeah.
But the reason you care is because you are actually deep in preparation,
yeah,
for what is going to happen in March.
That, and there are certain teams, and I can reveal more next week when things actually start to roll out, but there's a couple of two or three teams every year that you need to fade every single night. Last year, fade. Prairie View A&M last year was like 3-27 against the spread. Need to fade them.
Just the idea that you even brought them up.
It's
the
found
idea that
money.
You even know that they exist. There you have it.
2 years ago.
There you have it.
Ooey Pooey. Which they're no longer Ooey Pooey.
Why not?
Because they changed the name. It used to be Indiana University, Purdue University of Indiana.
Yeah.
Which is the stupidest name ever.
Completely,
like,
but so what?
It's like you're running around in circles. You might as well name yourselves the Three Stooges of Indiana.
There's a lot of dumb names in sports.
They were so fadeable a few years ago, they lost every game. And then last year, shout out Doug Gottlieb and his Wisconsin Green Bay joke of a basketball team. You got to fade them now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I do it. I don't only do it for March. I do it for November, December, January, and February.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Tony, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yes, good morning. First, I say my take on sports is quite different from all you guys because I tune in and only stay there if someone's in the zone. And I don't even know the score because I want to see the magic on the court, right? And what I also want to say is about the NBA scandal. It reminds me of Godfather 2. You got the Sicilian mob against the Jewish mob. And remember Michael Corleone's takedown, whatever that Jewish guy's name, in Cuba, right? And it reminds me of Silver, because the Sicilians run circles around the Jews because the Sicilians feel the moment and know what's going down, when, where. They could just read the current. And this Silver dude, he has no feel, no street smarts, no, it like blindsides the dude. So I absolutely love it. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of guys, their favorite movie are the mob movies, right? So the reason why some of these NBA players will get involved, even though they're making all this money, is because they're bored. If they don't get in the zone like Curry, they need dopamine hits. And what would be a bigger dopamine hit than sitting by a mobster or having a conversation and saying, this is how you're going to help us? They must be thrilled through the roof because they don't ever get in the zone. Most guys playing. They just focus. They never get in. So this is why a lot of people get involved with this kind of stuff, because they just can't, you know, leave it alone, right?
I tell you what.
Yeah. Hyman Roth is the name she was looking for. Hyman Roth.
Tony, I'm betting on you. How about that?
Roth. That's his name. And Curry would never get involved, because you know what? There can't be anything between you and it, between you and God on the court. And Curry is looking to go, every time he goes out there, to go beyond focus and to get into heaven now. So everyone is doing all this betting and all this and dopamine hits. Yeah. They don't know what heaven is the way Curry does.
Tony, Steph Curry higher than 25 and a half tonight. That's that, right? Steph Curry higher. Yeah, lock that in.
Yeah, I think
that's what she said.
I like his chances.
Steph Curry higher than 25 and a half because locked in and God and basketball.
Now, Steph Curry is not zone. Steph Curry is not connected to the news that broke today.
At all.
But another one of the greatest of all time has been not directly linked, but his name has been linked to what's going on.
Well, that was a tease. That was fun. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're at Splash. The Warriors are playing a basketball game tonight, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.